I keep having this very particular fantasy, so I want to share it with you guys, because what better way to get a thought out than to share it openly and voice that thought? So that's what I'm gonna do. Lately, I keep imagining in particular a threesome. And the grouping would be a female, female, male threesome, because that's the most comfy for me. I mean, it's not like I'd be object like I wouldn't object to a all-female threesome, don't get me wrong, that would be incredibly hot, but lately in particular I'm very fixated on a female, female, male threesome. And there's this kind of particular way I imagine it going down, so I kinda wanna share it with everyone. And yeah. So I, in particular, it always starts off a little like this. The details get a little fuzzy depending on my mood, and depending on my mood, it'll kind of jump from one point to another. So I'll try to paint a sort of cohesive picture of everything. So I'll try not to skimp on too much, but we'll see what happens. So I imagine that me and the woman and the man, we're all on a nice comfy bed together, and it's big enough to accommodate the three of us together, so it's not so much of an issue. And I like to imagine at first that maybe I imagine it one of two ways, but right now I'm imagining it in a particular way, so I'm gonna share how I'm thinking of it right now as we go along. So we're sitting next to each other, with me in the middle, and then the woman to my left, the man to my right. And they can kind of sense that I'm feeling a little shy and a little nervous about the whole prospect of the threesome thing, because in this situation, it would be like my first real threesome with people, so I'd be a bit like, you know, typical me being like, oh God, you know, kind of nervous about it. And but they'd sense that, and they wouldn't immediately just get right to the sex or anything. It would just be like they'd both hug me. It'd be like a little group hug, you know, and they'd wrap their arms around me, and maybe they could it's a little silly, but maybe they could give me a kiss on the cheek each. That'd be kind of cool. I'd like that. And yeah. Feeling really shy sharing this because it's not like your typical threesome fantasy, I feel like. Like, this isn't anything like your typical threesome fantasy. This is gonna be really weird. Oh God. I hope you like a more affectionate slant to your threesomes, guys. Because if you don't, you might want to click away. Because this is gonna be sugar sweet abound. Probably, probably. So, after I'm more comfortable and relaxed after they've kind of, you know, comforted me and made sure that I was okay and stuff. I'm getting really shy. Oh gosh. So I like to imagine that. So the guy would at this point be getting hard, and I'd like to stroke his dick, you know? I'd like to stroke him off with the other girl. And I think it'd be kind of hot if we each were to look at his nipples. So one on the left, one on the right, just like licking and sucking his nipples and things like that, and making him feel really good. And maybe not just stroking his dick, but like maybe while one strokes him off, the other could like run her hand like just along his thighs or along his back or his sides or whatever, just essentially stroking him and, you know, in other places and getting him all worked up and things like that. And then when he'd be nice and hard and whatnot, I like to imagine sucking him off with her too. So I usually imagine me mostly doing the sucking, so to speak, so I'd want to have my mouth around his dick and maybe occasionally glance up at him all timid and like, you know, like almost as if looking to ask, like, is this good enough? Should we trade off, you know, kind of thing. And then the other woman would be fondling his balls, maybe licking them if he's into that. And just when I'd be focused on the head, she could lick his shaft and whatnot, maybe kiss it and things like that. And then we could, oh, that's actually kind of hot, I'm gonna roll with this. And then after a while of sucking the head, I'd kind of want to experiment with also licking the shaft too, but I'd want to do it with her, so like while our tongues would go along his shaft, that our tongues could occasionally meet up, and then so it'd almost be as if we were like deep kissing each other but with a dick between our lips and stuff. I feel really shy sharing all this. Oh gosh. But I wouldn't want to leave her out, though, of feeling good. You know, like, we'd want to make sure that he was all hard and ready for us, but once that was the case, I wouldn't immediately want him to fuck any of us, to be honest. I think I'd want to focus on us getting her worked up, so I'd want to feel really shy. Oh, gosh. I'd want to put my head between her legs, and I'd wanna eat her out, you know? You know, I don't know why I keep ending my sentences with, you know, I just feel really shy and nervous and embarrassed, cause it's such a plain fantasy, I guess, but I wanna feel her fingers running through my hair. Maybe she could pet my hair while I eat her pussy, and then the guy could, maybe he could focus on sucking on her nipples and playing with her breasts and things like that, or maybe kissing her while I kiss her lower lips and play around with them. Really? Oh gosh. I feel like a nervous wreck, but it's really hot at the same time, so I'm like kind of turned on too. Oh gosh. And then, if possible, I'd want to make her come with my mouth, so I'd want to make sure she was nice and wet and things like that, so I'd make sure to really focus on her clit while eating her out. What have you, and then I'd be pretty nervous to do it, because I haven't even done it to myself, really, so I'd be nervous about messing up, but I would be kind of curious about putting a finger inside of her while licking her clit, because I'm so curious what it feels like to have a finger, like, inside of a vagina, you know? It's not a sexy word at all, but, like, this isn't even really a sexy anecdote in the middle of all this, but I'm so curious what that feels like, so it'd be really awesome to be able to make her feel good with my fingers if she were into that. If she weren't into that, then I wouldn't do that to her, though, because that's not the point of this. I'd want everyone to feel good. But then, once that was all taken care of, like, once we were all worked up and ready to go, I wouldn't mind a bit of foreplay, too, to be honest. I wouldn't mind a bit of getting eaten out or what have you myself, but I keep having this particular part that goes on replay in my head, and I just kind of want to share this particular bit that really gets me going. Because it's really intimate and really hot, and I love it. So, gonna fast forward a little. So after foreplay shenanigans go on for all three of us and all that, and we're all revving and ready to go. is that a valid saying? I don't think it is, but it might be. Could be. Who knows? But once we were all aroused and ready to go and whatnot, I'd want the other woman to be sitting up, like, so that I could rest my head on her thighs, and I'd be laying down, while she could, like, pet my hair and play with my ears with her fingers and stuff, all talking kind of sweet to me. And then the guy would, he'd take his cock in his hand, and he'd rub the head of his cock, like, against my pussy. Just against it, not putting it inside or anything. He would just rub up against me like that. And then the other woman would just pet my hair and make sure I was all comfy and not too nervous or anything, and she'd praise me for what a good job I was doing, for being all worked up for the both of them, and for wanting to feel good together. And he'd keep just rubbing up against me like that until I'd come really hard. But I feel really shy. But after that, I'd wanna sort of, like, rotate a little bit so that I wouldn't be laying on my back, but that I'd be, like, on all fours, right? And I'd still want him to rub against me, just rubbing the head along my clit and along my lips, just doing that. But I'd want the other woman to lay back for me. I'd want to eat her out again. And that way she could feel good while I feel good. And I'd really make sure to use my tongue in all the right places, just basically attacking her clit with my tongue and rubbing my tongue along her folds, just very, very delicately along the outside so as not to hurt her or anything. And after a while, once the guy's dick has, you know, gotten sufficiently wet and things like that, to be honest, I'd really love to feel his cock in my ass. I've had a bit of an anal craving as of late, so it'd be really awesome to feel his dick just filling up my ass, you know? And he'd go slow. He wouldn't, like, do it like they might in, like, porn, you know? Like, it wouldn't be like that. He would be very careful and very slow. And, I'm getting, like, really turned on. I'm not touching myself, but I'm, like, really flustered and, but I'd really want him to just, like, I'd really just want him to fuck my ass while he'd rub my clit, while I'd eat out the woman's pussy. I just want to feel good and to feel nurtured, and it'd be amazing to have two other people to be able to experience that with, but especially in this context. I really love the idea of the woman just gently petting my hair and, you know, calling me a good girl and just being really caring and sweet. And the guy too, I don't want him to be like, you know, I don't want him to be all like scary and stuff. So he definitely, in this fantasy, I'm thinking he would be more like catering to our whims and doing what he could to make us feel good and keeping our needs and desires in mind and just being a little more on the subservient side, I guess you could say. But I don't know. I don't know. This is kind of a messy recording, quite frankly, but I'm still sort of dipping my toes back into recording and stuff, but this is a thought I've had on my mind for a while, and I really needed to get it out there and share it. And I'm sorry I wasn't more detailed. My phone battery's running out, and I'm a little bit tired, so I just wanted to get this thought out in the open and whatnot. But thank you for listening, and I'll make sure to detail it more in the future when I'm not so tired and whatnot. But now I'm a flustered, embarrassed little mess, so there's that. Yay! Gosh. I just really love the thought of, like, feeling good with a man and a woman, because, like, I feel like the way I get on with women is a little different than the way I get on with men. Like, with women, I find I feel a little bit more, like, submissive, and I like to feel small with women. But with men, I like to sort of be spoiled, and I like to, not just that, but I also like to be the one in control of the situation with them, so I like them to be more subservient to me, because it's really fucking hot. So I feel like this kind of threesome would really fit the best of both aspects of that, and it'd be really amazing to experience that at some point. I don't know. I don't think I'd be brave enough to experience it in real life. I'm a bit of a wimp. But, yeah, I don't know. So, I guess that's about it and my thoughts with this for now. But I'll definitely talk about it more in the future if there's interest. So, thank you for putting up with this kind of awkward little fantasy. And me being an embarrassed, derpy little whispers. But thank you for listening again, and I'll try to be less awkward next time, I promise. I'm just getting back in the swing of it, and it's you know, it's a little tricky, I guess. But, yeah, guess that's it for now. Yeah, I think that's it.